Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Adam is in Stowe. Going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Adam, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
We are glad to hear that we are doing well. We can't wait for you to play the game. We'll ask you five questions in just a minute, but first things first, you need to ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, could you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck, Adam.
There you go. Adam's going to play. All right. Producer Stevie's staying in the studio with me. Jen is making her way out of the studio. You know how the game works. We'll ask you five questions. There is a timer involved, so make sure you answer before you hear that buzzer. And then, of course, your answer will count. When you're done, we'll grab Jen, bring her back in, ask her the same five questions. We'll see if you can win that mug. That would be amazing. All right.
Yeah.
Question number one, Adam, we appreciate you playing. Sarah Jessica Parker is going to receive the 2026 Carol Burnett Award for her contributions to television. This is happening at the 83rd Golden Globe Awards, which are going to air actually 2 months from now, January 11th. In the world of television, Sarah Jessica Parker is probably best known for playing which character on Sex and the City?
Harry Bradshaw.
All right, question number two. If you're not wanting to cook on Thanksgiving, are you in on this, Stevie? Do you hear this? Is Amazon Bird?
I don't know how I feel about it.
Amazon is going to sell you a fully cooked whole turkey. They're smoked. They're ready to heat. They ship right to your door, and apparently they're prepared in an hour.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. We'll see. Over or under 2 weeks until Thanksgiving?
Under.
Question number three. Taylor Swift kicked off Swiftmas with her annual holiday merch drop online. Fans, of course, flooding her site and putting all sorts of stuff in the queue, and the items are sold very, very quickly. Now, one of the ornaments that are on the site contains some of the lyrics from her song, Getaway Car. Which album of Taylor Swift's would you find that song? Would you find the song, Getaway Car?
Let's go with...
Oh, there's the timer. I'm sorry about that. We got to move to question number four. Sabrina Carpenter's latest album, Man's Best Friend, has been certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. Now, to be certified platinum, you have to push 1 million units. Give me the title of the first song that was released from that album, once again, Man's Best Friend, in June of this year.
Was that Espresso?
Let's go with question number five. SpongeBob SquarePants is making his return to the big screen. The first trailer for the upcoming film, The SpongeBob Movie Search for SquarePants, is out now. By the way, that movie hits theaters later this year, December 19th. What is the first name of the character Plankton on the show SpongeBob SquarePants?
I don't know.
That's all right, man. That's all right. We're going to see how you did with those five questions. And then Jen's back in the studio to answer those same five questions, which she will do Let's continue the game. It's Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen Tui back out of the room. Adam of Stowe answering five questions a minute ago. How'd Adam do?
Adam got two.
There you go.
Good job, Adam.
Two correct today, Adam. We'll see if it holds up. Remember, ties no longer go to the house. We go to a tiebreaker if it end up getting there. But let's ask Jen the same five questions, beginning with question number one, beginning with Sarah Jessica Parker. We're going to receive the 2026 Cara Burnett Award for her contributions to television. This is going to happen at the 83rd Golden Globe Awards, which air on January 11th. In the world of television, Sarah Jessica Parker is probably best known for playing which character on Sex and the City?
Carrie Bradshaw.
That's right. Question number two. If you're not wanting to cook that Thanksgiving bird, Amazon. We should order one for a tasty treat.
Seriously.
No.
It might be the most delicious, moist bird you've ever had. Amazon going to sell you a fully cooked whole turkey. Apparently it's smoked, ready to eat, shipped right to your door. What, takes an hour?
Takes an hour to heat it up. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Over or under 2 weeks until Thanksgiving?
Is it 2 weeks away? I don't know! Over! Is it under?
It is under.
It's Friday today.
Yeah.
Under.
Question.
Sorry. That was panic-inducing.
I apologize.
I hate that much. It's like when you ask a question that has so many answers, you can't narrow it down.
Yeah, like, name any French fry. You're like...
Yeah.
All right, question number three.
I can't believe I got that wrong. So stupid.
Taylor Swift kicking off Swiftmas for her annual holiday merch drop online.
Don't ask me such simple questions. Make them harder.
That's a doozy. Fans flooded her site, and they were putting everything into the queue, and items were sold quickly, of course. One of the ornaments, by the way, on Taylor Swift's website, once again, contains some of the lyrics from her song, Getaway Car. Which album of Taylor's would you find that song?
I don't know. I actually don't know. Red.
Reputation.
Reputation.
Over or under?
Stop.
Question number four.
I hate that.
Sabrina Carpenter's latest album, Man's Best Friend, has been certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. Now, to be certified platinum, you have to push at least 1 million units. Give me the title of the first song released from that album that was released in June of this year.
This year, her song that came out was, I don't remember. Manchild.
I was Manchild!
Oh, thank God.
Holy mackerel!
Jeez.
Question number five.
Comes down to this one. You got to get this one or we'll have a tiebreaker then.
Thank you, Stevie. I'm very jostled.
If you're not wanting to cook on Thanksgiving.
Stop it.
That was question two. Sorry about that.
Thanksgiving is less than 2 weeks away, guys.
Question number five. SpongeBob SquarePants. I screwed the question up because I'm thinking, like, is it 2 weeks? And I messed. Okay.
No.
Question number five. God. SpongeBob SquarePants is making his return to the big screen,
boy.
And the first trailer for the upcoming film is out now. The movie hits theaters December 19th. Over or under 2 weeks until December 19th?
It!
I'm kidding. What is the first name of the character Plankton?
I don't know.
I don't know. Why are you yelling at me?
Paul Plankton.
Good old Paulie Plankton. Sheldon is the first name.
Oh my gosh, my son Max would be so mad. I don't know
where we're at now. Did anybody win? I'm sorry, Stevie.
We're tied at two.
So Adam, you're tied at two. I'm sorry you had to put through all of that. So we're going to get to a tiebreaker question, Adam.
I'm not going to ask you about Thanksgiving.
I'm going to ask you exactly the weight of a bird closest to the actual number without going over. No, but it will be a question closest to the actual number without going over. So you have to answer in the time limit there, Adam, and Jen's going to write down her answer during the exact same time to make things fair. I am not going back to question two because I'm afraid of question two, but I am going to go back to question number three. I want to know how many Instagram followers does Taylor Swift have?
Oh, my gosh.
Closest to the actual number without going over. How many Instagram followers does Taylor Swift have? Here's the timer.
Let's go with 22 million.
22 million, Jen Tui?
113 million.
She has 281 million
that is a
followers,
lot
which is a lot. Adam, I'm sorry. I don't know what else to say.
I'm sorry about all of that. I'm embarrassed for myself.
It's okay.
That was terrible.
Maybe one of the questions next week will be over under the... No.
I have that Thanksgiving story coming up in three things.
Ooh,
I'm taking
it out. I can't wait to hear
this.
Adam, thank you for listening. Thank you for playing. We hope you have a great weekend, but you know what you need to say, buddy.
This is Adam from Stowe, and I did not trump Tui.
Nina's in Mayfield. She's going to play around at Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Good morning, Nina. How are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
We are doing very, very well. It's Friday. Trump Tui. I just gave, full disclosure, about 20 seconds ago, I just gave Stevie a flaming hot chip. That was poor timing.
Yes, that was bad timing.
I apologize.
Timing.
She's making all sorts of faces.
Didn't hit at first.
I know. I thought it was fine. You know, I should have known better. I apologize, producer Stevie. All right, Nina, we can't wait for you to play the game. Whenever you're ready, go ahead and ask Jen to leave the room.
Okay. Jen, can you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck to you, Nina.
Yes. Nina, are you a first-time player?
Yes.
I love that.
This is my first time. I've listened to you guys every morning when I'm on my way to work.
That is so incredible. We love that so much. We're glad you got through and are playing the game. You know how it works. I'll just remind you of the rules and how the game works. Obviously, Jen's in the hallway. She is not participating or listening to this part of the game. Producer Stevie and her mouthful of hot chips are going to stay in the studio. It was not mouth. It was just
one. Eat a water.
She's staying in the studio. She will keep track of the score. We'll ask you five questions. As you know, there's a timer involved, so just make sure you get your answer in before you hear the buzzer. When you're done, we will play a quick song just so we can grab Jen and bring her back in to let her know it's her turn to answer the five questions. And if you win, you're going to get a mug in Mayfield. So that'll be fun. All right. Let's begin the game with question number one. Checkers and Rallies just introduced some new items to enhance their value menu with a $5 pretzel pubster combo, barbecue pretzel Buford, and fried strawberry cheesecake bites. In the Cleveland area, is the name of that fast food restaurant Checkers or Rallies?
Rallies.
All right. Question number two. I only know of like one Rallies kind of close to me over in the east side. Like
there's a lot in this Cleveland area.
Is there a bunch, still a bunch around? Okay. Question number two.
Their fries. Amazing.
Their fries?
Yeah.
And the Big Buford combo?
Well, I never had that, but the fries.
Oh, okay. I would say that was like my grandma's favorite thing. She wanted a Big Buford. She wanted fries and a banana shake. I will still never remember
delicious.
That she just always would like that.
Their fries are well seasoned.
They are. Question number two. Will Ferrell is hitting pause on his untitled Netflix golf comedy after a small offset injury that sidelined him for a few days. Now, sources told TMZ he's okay, the injury isn't serious, but they did have to stop filming. In which Christmas film does Will Ferrell play an elf named Buddy?
Elf.
Question number three. Peacock, NBC Sports, and the NFL are partnering on a reality-themed simulcast for the Houston Texans and the Kansas City Chiefs game. They're calling it Reality Hot Seat. The broadcast will feature color commentary by some big reality television stars like Boston Rob. Now, Boston Rob is best known for his time on which reality competition show?
I've never really watched that, but... I really don't know.
That's okay. No big deal. You're doing great. Question number four. Cardi B is now a mother of four, celebrating the birth of her first baby with Stefan Diggs in a post to social media. Cardi B shares three children with Offset, who is a rapper, are part of which rap/hip-hop group?
I've never really listened to hip-hop, but I really don't know that question anyway.
That's all right.
I'm sorry.
There's no need to apologize. When you know the questions and you know the answers, you say, so if not, it's no big deal. No big deal at all. Question number five. The first full-length trailer of Wuthering Heights, starring Margot Robbie and Jacob Elordi, is out. And Charlie XCX turning up the heat with her second original song for the film called Chains of Love. What is the name of the 2023 Amazon Prime Video film that Jacob Elordi stars in alongside Barry Keoghan?
I've never really watched that, but I don't know that one.
That's okay. We love your first time playing. See, here's what's going to happen. We're going to see how you did. We're going to play a quick song so we can grab Jen, bring her back into the room, and she has to answer those same five questions coming up here in 3 minutes.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And Nina in Mayfield's playing this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's her first time ever playing. She's listened a bunch of times. It's her first time playing. Now Jen Tui is back into the room. So let's continue the game. Let's let Nina know how she did.
Nina got two.
There you go, Nina.
Good job.
Two. Correct. Today. Now we're going to ask Jen the same five questions. We're going to see how she does. Let's begin with question number one. Checkers and Rallies just introduced some new items to enhance their value menu with a $5 pretzel pubster combo. Barbecue pretzel Buford and fried strawberry cheesecake bites. In the Cleveland area, is the name of the fast food restaurant Checkers or Rallies?
Rallies.
It is Rallies. Question number two. Will Ferrell is hitting pause on his untitled Netflix golf comedy after a small offset injury that sidelined him for a few days. Now, sources told TMZ's fine. Injury isn't serious, but they did have to stop filming. In which Christmas film does Will Ferrell play an elf named Buddy?
Elf.
Question number three. Peacock, NBC Sports, and the NFL are partnering on a reality-themed simulcast for the Houston Texans and Kansas City Chiefs game. They're calling it Reality Hot Seats. The broadcast will feature color commentary by some big reality television stars like Boston Rob. Boston Rob is best known for his time on which reality competition show?
Oh, that was The Amazing Race.
Close.
Survivor.
Ooh. Survivor.
Like, you know,
right.
Been on a long time.
Yeah.
Question number four. Cardi B is now a mother of four, celebrating the birth of her first baby with Stefan Diggs in a post to social media. Cardi B shares three children with Offset, a rapper that is a part of which rap / hip hop group?
Oh my God, I don't know. The Black Eyed Peas. I don't know.
I'm going to double buzz that.
I know.
Migos is the correct answer. Not Black Eyed Peas. But that's all right. We got a question number five.
Jen, you
got
to get this one or we'll have a tiebreaker.
Thank you, Stevie. Such a great reminder.
The first full-length trailer for Wuthering Heights starring Margot Robbie and Jacob Elordi is out. And Charlie XCX is turning up the heat with her second original song for the film. Chains of Love is the name of that song. What is the name of the 2023 Amazon Prime Video film that Jacob Elordi stars in alongside Barry Keoghan?
Oh, that is Christmas on the Bayou.
It's Christmas off the Bayou. It's very close.
My bad.
Saltburn is the name of that.
Oh,
by the way, I just watched that Frankenstein movie. Is Jacob Elordi Frankenstein?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I watched the whole thing. I was like, man, whoever plays Frankenstein is great. And I looked, I was like, that's Jacob Elordi. You can hardly tell.
It said it took 11 hours for makeup and full glam is 14 hours.
I could not believe that after I saw that after the fact. So there you go. There's another. It's on Netflix. All right. So we're tied, you said?
We're tied at two.
Look at this. Nina's first time and see Nina, you tied.
Oh, that's great, Nina.
And you know how the tiebreaker works, so I'm going to...
It's terrible. I'm just going to warn you ahead of time. It's no fun. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah. I can't wait. This is going to be a great time.
My heart is racing anyway.
Oh, you're fine.
Oh, you're doing great.
You're fine. We'll see if Jen pulls the mug right out of your hand.
Wow.
So what we're going to do now is...
You can't say that.
We are going to ask you a question closest to the actual answer without going over. The timer is still involved, so make sure you get your answer in time. Jen will be writing down her answer to keep everything fair as you were answering your question. So... I'm going to go back to question number two. I'm going to go back to Will Ferrell. How old is he?
How old
is Will Ferrell? Closest to the actual number without going over. Closest to his actual age without going over. Here's the timer, Nina.
Um, I'm not. Oh.
Say it quickly. What is it? What's your answer?
I didn't hear the thing. Sorry.
You didn't hear the answer or the question?
The question. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I will ask it again. You've already read it. I need to know Will Ferrell, the age of Will Ferrell. What is his age? Closest to the actual number without going over.
Oh.
Just give me a number.
52?
Jen?
I wrote down 58.
He is 58 years old.
Is he really?
Oh!
Oh, I'm sorry, Nita.
58 years old.
I was so curious for the answer. I didn't know if he was over 60. Wow.
Getting close. 58
okay.
years old. That's all right, Nina. You did a great job. You went to a tiebreaker for your first time ever. Next time you play, maybe you win the game and get that mug.
Yeah, maybe.
That's all right. We love that you played the game, but you know what you need to say.
I'm Nina, and I did not trump Tui.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.